1-800-449-8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, well, we'll talk about that on the air right now. We have Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. I know you're in the middle of planning a charity event, which is your annual Winter Tacular, correct, Ms. Dooley?
We are, Phil, and all of the money that we raise will go to our area charities. And we're soldiering ahead, given the events of the last few days. But the fact that woman called me at home, I am the president of the Homeowners Association, and there is a protocol that you need to go through.
Your son, Justin, is dating a girl. Her name is Sarah. And I guess the mother is Kimberly?
Kimberly Welton, yes.
All right. And Justin has been dating this young girl, and you have sort of taken a liking to the young lady, right?
I think she's a sweet girl, Phil. The only thing that we did is when Justin came home with Sarah and we met her for the first time, Steve and I got a look at her for the first time. And we know, you know, she's a lovely girl, and she treats Justin so very well. She tries a little too hard with her makeup, and we knew that if Justin wanted this girl in his life, just as a girlfriend, that there was going to be some work to be done. And so I took it upon myself. I wasn't asking for anyone to thank me. I wasn't asking for anyone to give me accolades. I simply took it upon myself to try and get the girl presentable. And
well, when you say presentable, now, I want to ask you, this young lady is how old is your son?
Justin is 17.
And she is how old, the girl?
Sarah is
a junior.
She's a junior, so she's 16.
All right, and what was it about this young lady that you wanted to... I take it this is cosmetic, right?
Well, a lot of it is, yeah. One of the things that she was doing, she was wearing some of that tanning lotion, that darkening lotion, which tends to make your skin a little bit orange, if you've ever seen this. And I really believe that not only do teenage girls need to be protected and chaperoned, but teenage boys do. So when you see the kind of a girl that your son is dating, you want to keep an eye on what she is going to be doing in terms of representing your son.
Yeah, because I'm not clear. You took the girl over to a tanning salon, is that right?
Yes, we did, Phil, right over here at the Krager Square. And when she came out of that tanning booth, she looked fabulous. She had color. She had nice tan presence. We worked on getting rid of some of those tan lines. We did some waxing.
Yeah, but the problem that presented itself was you got a call from the girl's mother, and it was at your home, and this was, as far as you were concerned, not in keeping with protocol, but the woman was concerned.
Well, I don't know what her concern was, Phil. We were helping this girl be presentable so that if we are having a party at our home, if we do have people coming up...
Well, the concern was, this is a young girl that you took over to a tanning salon.
She was using tanning lotion.
Yeah, I'm sure she was using tanning lotion to begin with, so she already was trying to get dark. And my wife was simply going to do it a way that's going to look good instead of it being orange.
You understand what we mean by that?
Right. Well, all right, tell me, you got a call from, I believe, her mother, the girl's mother. Is that correct?
I got a call from Kimberly Welton. You know, I want to tell you something, Phil. I had just gotten home. I was beat. I was exhausted. It was around 8 p.m. Steve answers the phone. He says, there's a call here from Kimberly Welton. I said, I don't know her. He said, she's one of the homeowners. I said, did you tell her that this is our home phone? He said, yes. I said, what is she doing contacting me directly when she should be going through my secretary at the Homeowners Association? And he said she was insistent. So all of a sudden, I'm being confronted by this woman telling me that she didn't want, and you have to hear this to believe this, she's telling me she didn't want her daughter being taken to a tanning booth. I let her speak, and Steve will tell you.
Well, what's unusual about that? I mean, if she doesn't want her daughter...
Well, hold on. I let her... Steve will tell you. I opened her eyes to some facts of life. First of all, this is a girl that my son wants to bring into our home, to meet our friends, to be in our social circle. What is wrong with me showing this girl a world she's never known before? You understand what I'm saying? So,
well, a world that you're saying that will allow her to look acceptable in the kinds of social circles that you travel in. Her mother...
Well, her mother is jealous of the fact that... Let me tell you something, Phil. Steve and I are parents who are youthful in our outlook.
We're very with it.
We're with it. The kids enjoy being at our house. We're very with it. We're very now. And I can see where some mothers...
Will you hold on for a minute while I give our phone number out? All right, it's 1-800-449-8686. Are you at the... you're at the Homeowners Association... I don't know. Where is it that you're at right now, Ms. Dooley?
So we're in our community center, which is located just adjacent to our Magnolia Phase pool. And the music you're hearing is we're practicing our fashion show.
And your winter tackler is coming up when?
It's coming up in 2 weeks.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. What do you say to any mother or any father who says, you have no right taking my daughter to a tanning booth?
Well, I counter with this. What right does your daughter have dating my son, who is the son of two people who entertain a lot? We have a great many people who come into our home from the media. We have a great many people who come into our home who are in show business. And we have a great many people who come into our home who are prominent in business. What right does she have having her daughter date my son when she is putting on copper tone tanning lotion? And
well, the woman is not exactly, I mean, I may be wrong. Is she telling this girl, go date Justin Dooley? Is she?
Well, she knows very well who Justin is. I mean, Justin is very well known at the school. She knows that Justin's mother is the president of the Homeowners Association. So when you say to me, why do I take this child over to a tanning salon? I say to you, what right does that woman have having that girl come to my house? You see? So,
well, I don't know that it's something that the mother promoted. Do you?
I don't know. I do know that it's obviously a feather in the cap of any woman to have their daughter date the son of the Homeowners Association president. There's a lot of upward mobility. You know, there are a lot, we have a lot of connections. The other thing, Phil, is like I said, Steve and I are very with it, and we're very now. I don't know if there's jealousy there.
When you say jealousy, you're talking about this woman being jealous that her daughter is going over to your house.
Yes.
I'm talking about not jealousy, I'm simply talking about a tanning booth. Which, let's face it, I mean, you know, as perhaps unlikely as it may be in some businesses, there's a, you know, a risk of some injury.
No, what are you talking about?
Injury in a tanning booth.
You're getting a tan, Phil. You're getting a tan. You're not getting a sunburn. You're, what injury?
Well, that's just what I'm talking about. If this girl is fair-skinned, a lot of kids will use that tanning lotion because they have that fair skin.
No, she got a beautiful tan. And we worked on the tan line. And
that's the other thing. Working on a tan line means that this girl's bikini bottom or whatever is getting pulled down.
Well, it's not like my wife's pulling her pants down.
I don't know what you're suggesting, Phil, but I simply said it.
No, I'm not suggesting you pulled her pants down. I'm simply saying, did you suggest you work on the tan line?
You're going to see any girl that wants to be presentable in society today and who wants to travel in the circles that my son travels in, yes, she is going to want to work on those things that set her apart. And having this tan line nonsense, so that, in other words, when she stands up and she bends over and you see this dark line and then pure white flesh. See, I don't understand what your question is.
Well, hold on, and we will get back to it then. The number is 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. Put her on hold, please. Talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley, the Western Estates Homeowners Association, about her son, Justin, and the young lady that they're dating. Now, Ms. Dooley and her husband are both prominent in the Homeowners Association. The girl that their son has chosen to date, apparently Ms. Dooley doesn't feel is physically presentable enough to be at some of the functions at their home. So she took the girl over to a tanning salon, got her a tan, got her bikini waxed. The mother called, was upset. Ms. Dooley is upset that the woman called her directly at home, even though she's the Homeowners Association president. And that while she is castigating Ms. Dooley for giving this girl a tan, Ms. Dooley feels the woman has no right because she's the one that foisted her daughter on her son in the first place. Now, where does this all fall when it comes to a homeowners association's duties and a homeowners association's president's duties? We'll find out. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You can all go straight to the nether reaches. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Why a tan, though?
Well, you know, Phil, it's interesting. Being pale, having this fair skin, it's almost a very European thing. Our country is a very diverse country. We have a great many people of color. We, of course, our Homeowners Association is involved in the Lifestyle Magazine photo spread. So when you do have photographers here who are taking pictures of your community, and your son has a girlfriend who is spending a lot of time at the house, you do want her to have a look to her that says she belongs, that she belongs in our home, and she belongs associating with our family. Otherwise, I don't understand your question.
You say she belongs with your family. She's got a tan. She looks like she has that she is a part of a sun worshiping community.
That and the fact that she's not the best looking girl in the world, and you want to do what you can to improve her looks, so that when your son is out with her, other people will see him as a young man who can attract a girl who's not only a quality person inside, but is quality on the outside as well.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Cheryl, go ahead. You're on The Phil Hendry Show. Cheryl, you there?
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead, ma'am.
I just have one comment, and I want to know who this association woman thinks. What gives you the right to give this girl a tan? It's not, you're not her mother. When you're teaching your son wrong by saying this girl's not good enough to be in your home unless she's got a nice tan.
No, not at all. We simply have said to Justin, she's a lovely girl. We think Sarah is a great girl. She needs a little work. And
well, that's bull. You need to respect her as she is.
Well,
why are you teaching your son that's wrong?
Well, is her name Cheryl?
Yes, it's Cheryl.
Cheryl. First of all, Steve and I, my husband and I, are very, the kids are comfortable with us. I said the kids are comfortable with us. They enjoy being at our home, and they want to look their best. They want to have a tan.
Well, you're not her mother, and you should have consulted her mother first.
Are you telling me that
it's
mothers don't...
It's not your business.
So mothers don't take their children to the public pool or to the beach?
That is her mother's choice, not yours.
And young girls don't go to the beach? I think you're living in a fantasy world.
Well, I think, no, you're teaching your son all wrong. She has to be perfect in order to be with your son.
I mean, isn't that the message?
No, it is not. First of all, the girl will never be perfect, okay? She needs some work. She's a little hard to look at, but she's a wonderful girl, and we're not telling him don't be with her. We're saying if there's some way we can help her.
What do you mean she's hard to look at?
Oh, my gosh.
No, you're misunderstanding everything that I'm saying. And, Mr. Hendry, you're taking out of context. I said,
no, you just said the girl is hard to look at.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
It means the girl needs some advice on fashion, on things she can do surgery-wise, etc. And I hope that helps Cheryl, or is that the lady's name?
You missed this wrong lady. You need some help.
Well, you haven't said why I need help. Because
you're trying to change this girl to be whatever you want her to be.
Your son
that she's not good enough for him unless she looks perfect in your society.
I want to see the sweater, too.
She can't be in your home unless she looks to your satisfaction.
Hold on for a minute. I want to see the pantsuit on Amber. No, because this girl is already wearing tanning lotion. She's trying to darken her skin. I'm not making her something she doesn't want to be. I'm trying to help her be the thing she wants to be, tanned.
It's not your decision.
Oh, I see. Whose decision is it? Maybe we should call God and tell him to blank the sun out of the sky. Jesus. How stupid is that?
All right. Cheryl, thanks for your call.
It's what?
That's all. Pardon me?
Who?
What did you say?
That's all I have to say.
Well, that's
I
all I've got to say.
She's bringing her son up all along.
All right, thank you very much. Ms. Dooley, if we're on the phone, we're on the phone. If you're, are you...
I'm trying to get a little bit of... I guess I'm multitasking, Phil. We've got a fashion show that we're rehearsing for right now, and I see some of the girls are coming out in the wrong outfits.
Maybe you can delegate that to someone else while we're doing the... while we're doing the interview.
I certainly appreciate that, Phil.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Jenny. Jenny, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, I have a question. Mm-hmm. She took the child to get her bikini wax.
What's that? I'm sorry.
You took the girl to get her bikini wax? Her bikini
area? We were working on a number of different areas with her.
I don't understand how that would be your business. That seems more like that would be something a pedophile would do.
Maybe that's the way your mind
works. At the area of this girl?
Maybe that's the way your mind works, you know.
And getting a tan? What about skin cancer?
I guess a tan is what pedophiles do, too.
Well, what about skin cancer, my dear? There's a lot of white people out here that don't go get tan.
A lot of white people?
It's lots of complex people. They have more susceptibility.
Well, we live out in a rather sophisticated area.
What does that have to do with a bikini line and a tan line on a child's ass?
You mentioned, and you just said ass. Where were you? You must come from some neighborhood that doesn't quite...
Well, I wouldn't take a child...
You know, you're a little rough around the edges, aren't you?
No, I don't think so.
Well, you're using very crude...
I have some...
You're using crude language, and you're not really getting what it is I'm trying to say. You know, this is a young lady who is trying to look better. Unlike...
Hairy around the edges, you know.
She's spilling out of her bathing suit. She's spilling out of her bathing suit.
Well, then maybe you should get her a different one. Or maybe you should ask her mother. I mean, have you heard...
Well, do you have children?
And yes, I do.
That's,
and you know what?
Surprising.
Just
that's...
to let you know, being the president of a community doesn't give you any special things.
I didn't say it did. I simply said, what is she doing calling me directly at my home?
I don't understand what you're saying.
I know you don't. See, I know you don't. I know you don't.
I think you need to be...
It's difficult for me to get through to you because it's just... Could I please, you know, could I please see the... I want to see the banana yellow pantsuit, please.
What's with the banana yellow pantsuit? I'm trying to...
I'm sorry, Phil. Steve.
The banana yellow pantsuit.
1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show, Bobby and Steve Dooley. Here is Kelly. Kelly, go ahead. And before we get... Kelly, you there?
Yeah,
before you get on the air. Ms. Dooley, having a girl get a wax...
Phil, there isn't a woman out there that doesn't know what I'm talking about. You take girls to get pedicures, you take them to get manicures. All of a sudden, because you happen to find a problem with me taking a girl to get a tan... All these women are calling in and agreeing with you. And I think...
I don't think that that's the case. I think...
No, you brought up... They all know that they take young ladies to have all of these beauty treatments. I mean, I don't know who's listening to your program, but that's what we do.
All right, Kelly, go ahead.
Okay, I'm calling in. I'm a 27-year-old, very fair-skinned, white female. By the time I was 24 years old, I'd had 3 malignant cancers removed from my body due to very limited sun exposure. And my dermatologist told me that, you know, tanning beds especially are very, very dangerous to fair-skinned people. And you are putting this girl in jeopardy of serious health problems.
How do you know she's fair-skinned?
Well, in any case, tanning booths have been proven
to be
harmful.
Wait a minute.
Tanning booths have not been proven to be harmful, Phil. This girl is—it's a scare tactic.
Have you talked to a dermatologist?
Yes, I have.
You've talked to them about the safety of tanning beds.
Yes, because you weren't able to get a tan doesn't mean that the rest of us.
Oh, I was able to get a tan. That's why I had skin cancer removed from my body.
No, what you had is called a sunburn. Sunburn.
No, what I had was called
if it's red,
cancer.
If it's red, it's a sunburn. If it's brown.
Flush it down.
My husband is an idiot.
It was actually surgery that I had to go through to have it removed from my body. I'm of Irish and German descent.
Right. So was it the tan you had removed? I don't understand.
A malignant... Hold on. 1-800-4... Malignant melanoma.
Oh,
1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley from Western Estates on with the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
That ain't cucumber dressing.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. And for all the-
where was this waxing done? You this is the girlfriend of your son. I understand that. You got her to a tanning booth, and then she had a bikini wax?
That I did that myself in our home, Phil. We're not going to take her over to some salon. We did that at home. And she was a little bit nervous. Steve held her hand. And, we are the kinds of parents that young people are comfortable with. And she was a little nervous, so Steve held her hand while I, removed the tape. And Steve even made a joke. I forget what it was, Steve.
What was?
The joke you made when we removed the tape when we did the bikini wax.
Oh, I said I could make a Halloween beard out of this.
He said that you make a Halloween beard out of this. It cut the tension, Phil, and I think that's the most important thing.
I don't know, man, about the appropriateness of that.
No, it's Phil. I'm the homeowner. I'm the president of the Western State Homeowners Association. She's safe with me. Her mother's the one that overstepped her bounds by calling me directly and not going through my secretary.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Jessica. Go ahead, Jessica.
Yeah, I was just calling in to say, listening to what you have to say about this 16-year-old girl is really disturbing me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, she's 16. She has a full life to grow into herself and understand who she is.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to sit there and bikini wax her and tan her and change her image, honestly, you are the bomb of America right now.
So girls don't want to change their image.
Absolutely they do.
So girls don't want to go to makeup parties. Girls don't want to have tans. Girls don't want to... I really wonder what's happened to the American woman, that she can't be young anymore and realize what it is that young girls want.
She's 16 years old. She doesn't know what she wants yet.
Steve and I, the kids are comfortable with us.
You know what? I honestly cannot believe that you are hip and now, because if you were hip and now, you would understand that children like to have their own definition of who they are. And for you to sit there and change who she wants to be,
I was doing her a favor.
You're not doing her a favor. You're changing who she is.
I like how you know her better than I do. Isn't
that
interesting, Steve?
Obviously,
yeah.
Because you're not letting her be herself.
You know her better than we do, and we met her.
I met her. You didn't.
You're not letting her be herself by changing her voice.
How do you know who she is? I know who she is.
I don't know who she is. You don't know who she is.
She's dating my son.
You're not letting yourself know who she is.
She's dating my son. Who is she? Do you know who she is?
Do you? I don't think you do. You don't know who she is.
Well, who is she?
You're changing the way she looks.
Well, I'll tell you this much.
She's a 15-year-old girl that has her whole life to grow up and understand
do you know
who
she is
and grow into herself. No, I don't.
Well, okay, neither do I.
You know, before we gave her the wax, her nickname was Sasquatch.
Oh, stop it. Her nickname
you are disgusting,
Why
sir?
Is that disgusting?
What is
that's pretty cruel for a 16-year-old girl.
You would not sit there and say that this 16-year-old girl is uneasy to look at and say she needs a new tan because she's too orange. What is wrong with America.
Jessica,
girls are throwing up in their toilet to make themselves look better.
She's the one that was using the tanning lotion to make herself look orange. I said,
because
that's what
she thinks that she needs to do because of people like you.
I didn't do that. I said, if you want a tan, let's get a tan. And I said, and while we're at it, you're spilling out of that bathing suit. We might as well get a wax.
Yeah, and you pulled the wax right off of her bikini line yourself, which, by the way, is disgusting. And I cannot believe that.
If you want to walk around looking like an ape, that's your business. But there are some people that...
we don't have to get personal here, do we?
Well, this is the woman's calling a bikini wax disgusting. And she doesn't know that it has saved millions of teenage girls the heartbreak of being called King Kong.
Boy, that is...
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. Sharon, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. As we're talking here about the responsibilities of a neighbor.
I'm the mother of the boy that is...
You're the mother of the boy that she's dating, but you're not her mother. Sharon, go ahead.
That's exactly the point. And I'm not going to sit here and say that you did anything wrong by advising her and helping her to be more of a woman. I'm not going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But why not make it a two-mother project? Why not do it together as a group? Why not consult her mother first? There's no reason to take it upon yourself and just do these things. And again, I'm not saying that you did anything wrong by giving her advice. Certainly, I'm a woman, and I've been advised in different ways to make myself more beautiful. But there's, just like there's a protocol.
What advice have you
definitely consult her mother.
What advice have you been given? I'm just curious.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
What advice have you, could you tell someone to turn that music down, please? What advice have you been given?
What do you mean I've been given?
Well, you said you've been given advice. Beauty advice. What? I'm just curious.
Well, I have very thick eyebrows, and I was advised at a young age that I should begin plucking them, and other types of feminine advice. And of course, I followed it from other women, and my mother especially. And I'm certainly nobody to judge anybody else or to lay blame. But there is, just as you said, there's a protocol, and I'm sure that she was not calling you out of disrespect. She was calling you on a personal level, not business, so there was no reason to handle it in a business manner. It was a personal call from mother to mother.
I understand
concern.
That, but there is a calling me directly at my home.
It's a personal call.
My husband's laughing, and I wish he would stop.
What is he laughing at?
Laughing, and I think that that's very disrespectful, because it's not been half as disrespectful
what
as many of the
man,
women that's called in.
What is this man laughing at?
When the lady talked about having a unibrow.
I don't have a unibrow. I have thick eyebrows.
All right,
I look like, I'm not saying that the girl was hard to look at. I'm not saying that she didn't need the advice. I'm simply saying that, as you stated, there's a protocol. When you're dealing with somebody else's child, it's important to respect that. It's somebody else's child, not yours.
Are you still plucking your forehead?
Oh, of course. I wax. I'm all
would
about
you have
the
your
wax.
Husband?
I do it myself. But, you know, I'm also a beautiful woman, and I handle my hygiene and my maintenance just like any other woman.
Would you stop, please?
I would ask that your husband leave the room if he thinks everything is such a laugh riot.
Exactly.
We're talking about...
That is so disrespectful, and I'm not being disrespectful.
No, I know that, Sharon, and I apologize.
That's what she comes in.
I mean, I've listened to you before, Miss Dilly. I listened to the whole thing about the cat last week.
And,
I certainly can't say anything as far as laying judgment, because that's not my place. That's God's place. And
I'm not even a Bible-thumping type of person.
But I am somebody who believes that you do the best that you can in life.
My husband just wanted to know if you comb it.
All right.
Well, you know, that's so disrespectful. And really, I didn't deserve that.
All right, thank you. 1-800-4498. Does she comb it? Would you tell him to shut up? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, Western Estates Homeowners Association, their son Justin dating a young girl from the neighborhood, Sarah Welton, right?
That's correct, yes.
And what was the point you wanted to make? Now, you have...
What I wanted to say...
You have taken this girl under your wing. You've gotten her a waxing. You've gotten her tanned.
So the thing I wanted to say is I have done that mother a favor. And rather than her calling me and castigating me, I would think she would thank me. I sent a young girl home to her that now has two eyebrows, not one. I sent a young girl...
Well, that's ridiculous.
No, Phil, I sent a young girl home to her that isn't spilling out of her bathing suit like something they talk about on the Art Bell Show, exactly. I sent a young girl home to her with a deep, rich tan. I sent a young girl home with her, that will not need to pluck her eyebrows for a great many months. And
when we get instead, ladies call up the unibrow.
And you know, Steve makes a good point. That one woman who did have one eyebrow was...
That lady was talking about when she was a kid. And the fact that you're the Homeowners Association president, people ought to be able to call you, shouldn't they?
Absolutely, Phil. But not directly in my home, at my office. Calling me at home is a protocol violation. The banana yellow pantsuit. Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. Tav, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay. Basically, when I was 16 years old, I started dating my current husband. Is going to be my only husband for here till forever.
Well, I hope so. Your lips to God's ears.
Well, his mother is a musician, and she often tried to change me.
His mother's a fisherman, did you say? I didn't hear what you said.
Beautician.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yes, she does waxing, hair, nails. She does. She can even tattoo your makeup on you.
Can I tell you something, Tab? And this is not a criticism. I'm just very much into the world of beauty and the world of presentation. When you talk, and you're probably a very lovely girl, but when you talk, do you know that there's a slight whistle?
Yes, that's because I have my lip pierced.
Interesting. Okay. So is that air that's...
Is that air that's going through your lip?
No, it's the lip piercing hitting my top lip.
Oh, I got it.
And not letting me close my mouth all the way.
I see. Okay.
We don't need to talk. I mean, what's the point?
Well, no, these are just things I noticed.
Go ahead.
Right. Anyway, this woman, I love her to death now, but before, I used to hate her because changing me, I was brought up to think that I was the only one who could change what I wanted.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And her trying to do that really, really offended me often.
Did
often.
She... Now, was she the one who encouraged you to have the piercings, or was that your own choice?
That was my choice.
Now, if you had it to do over again, would you do that?
Absolutely.
Do you have the things in your ears that stretch them out?
My husband wants to know, do you have the large things that stretch your earlobes out?
No, but I can tell you her son, my husband, does have 3 labret piercings and his nose pierced, except them.
Is this... an African affectation? Because if you've seen the National Geographic channels, you see the different tribes.
Yes, and my father calls me a, says that to me all the time.
The N-word?
But he doesn't judge me because of it.
Does he say you're an N-lover? Or anything like that?
Oh, God.
No, we
were
born...
I don't know if her father's... Your father's not a bigot, is he?
No.
All right.
My family was born pretty much colorblind.
Can I ask the lady a question, Phil?
Go ahead.
Ma'am, and I don't mean it, is it pierced, do you have it, you know, is it pierced down there, or?
No.
Do you have piercings down there?
No, and I would
what's
never
the point
them.
Of, what's the point of this?
What does that have to do with
it? I'm just curious. Did your husband have it,
No.
Did he get a piercing underneath his sack or anything?
Never mind.
That's.
Good
yeah,
God.
Yeah, that has absolutely nothing to do with anything.
Anyway, Tav,
No, I want to know, does she have the lip disc? That's all I'm...
The lip disc is something that the African tribes... You mean the big freaking lips so you look like you got a CD jammed in your face? God almighty, I hope not. Do you have that, Tav?
If you knew anything, you'd know that that's actually in that culture.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign of societal, you know, being a high member of society.
That you have a mouth that looks like 2 pancakes.
In their society... Yes, that's what that means.
Look, cultures are different, Ms. Dooley. And one of the things that we're trying to get to the heart of here is why, as a culture, we judge people.
Exactly.
No, everything is symbolic. This young lady has lip piercings because they symbolize something. I wear a wedding ring because it symbolizes something. People wear different clothing because they are symbols. And I am simply saying that when a young girl comes to me and wants to date my son...
So let her choose her own symbol.
And she looks like... The, what is the guy, who's the man?
You know, the guy from the, Missing Link.
When she looks like the Missing Link.
Let her choose her own symbols, then.
But what is that symbolic of when a woman wants to look like Kong, 8th Wonder of the World? My point, and I'm sure
my
you...
My point is she's 16 years old.
She's
let
16.
Her decide
let her,
who
exactly,
she is.
Exactly, okay.
Can I ask you a little bit more? Because I find you fascinating. I think you're... Are you an artist?
Oh. Okay.
I'm sorry,
what'd you say?
Are you an artist, Tav?
No, I'm not.
What's Tav short for?
No, that's just Tavney. My name.
Tavney?
No, it's just Tav.
Devora?
No, it's just Tav.
I don't imagine she knows. You don't know Dennis Rodman, do you?
What has that got to do with anything?
Thank you, Phil.
I'm asking because he is...
Dennis Rodman could have lip discs, and it would make sense.
Ma'am, for your opinion, or for your information, my parents are high members in the society that they live in, which is not where I live anymore.
Okay.
So I decided all of this on my own.
But I guarantee you, your parents aren't stretching their earlobes.
No, they're not,
okay,
but they always told me to do whatever I thought I wanted to do. And that is more important than looking good.
Dennis Rodman, because he's African American, it would make sense for him to shove the lip discs in. But for
it's
you,
not
a white
lip
woman,
disc.
It's not
it's a
lip.
Ring.
It's a ring they stick in their lip.
No, but I'm saying that Rodman walking around with what would you call it, Steve?
Pancake. Pancake.
That, doesn't have anything to do with you either. I'm sorry I mentioned it.
No, but I'm saying if Rodman walked around with pancake mouth, that's one thing. You, as a white woman...
What difference do... You see, I believe, Ms. Dooley, that there is a narcissism going on here having to do with...
Can you make a cymbal noise with your lips?
No.
In other words, you go...
I'm making cymbal noises right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using my voice to make words. Do you know what those are?
I know what those are, and you don't have to be sarcastic. I have a young son who's at risk. He's dating a girl who doesn't have a decent tan, who is...
Look, if your son was dating a girl who had a criminal record...
Tab, when you close your mouth, when you close your mouth, does it sound like this?
So what are we doing now? Are we doing shtick?
I don't even know what that sounds. What was that sound?
It was a gong.
You didn't hear it was a gong. It was like a big cymbal.
All right.
No.
Did Zildjian do your mouth?
All right.
If your
what up?
She had, if your son's girlfriend had a criminal record.
Yeah. All right. Hold on, Tav. Hold on.
Was a drug addict.
Tav, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I once wore pants to church 4 Sundays in a row. If that's not a lesbian, I don't know what one is.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Coming up on the Phil Hendry Show, we're going to have the PBBA, the Professional Blind Bowlers Association. That sounds silly, but that's what we're going to do. Is that all we got, bud?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. It's coming up on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.